was a quality read of that 40-liner, Danny. Could it be more of a train wreck today? My gosh, Reiner has some great job security, doesn't he? But without him, this whole show just falls apart.
I know.
I mean, he knows how to do that. I've got live spots coming up. I have no idea. I have no idea what to talk about. I just usually say, yeah, that's some good stuff. Now I got to tell everybody what the good stuff is. He's got more job security than anybody in America,
Don't
I swear.
Don't diminish your job that much, Greg.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good food.
Yeah, great stuff,
We're talking about Dish Direct.
Right.
Great stuff, man.
Right.
The Hammer.
3:37 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We are out on the campus of TCU and happy to be here, too.
Yes, sir.
Very happy to be here. Frogs play Louisville tonight and be very excited about that. I'm nervous.
Nah, don't be nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I want them to win. I want them to be undefeated. And then that BCS to say, you know what? We can't put you in here. Because I will bitch. Oh, my God, will I bitch if that happens, if they're undefeated. But we're going to get to a BCS talk at 4:30. Had to take Clyde to the vet yesterday because she has, she's been chewing her paws so much that now they're bleeding. The top part. She's worn all the fur off.
Like the...
Yes. I mean,
the nails, or just the...
No, the front part. Just the front part of her paws. And she's somebody that's got bad allergies. She's had allergies since she was a little bitty puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried everything. I've had her on every kind of meds. I mean, they go in there and they say, well, let's try this. You know, that'll be $100. Okay, thank you very much. There's no telling how much... Which, I don't care. You know, if it helps my dog, I don't care how much money it costs. Just,
right.
Just tell me how much it is, and I'll try it. Nothing's worked. She sneezes all the time.
Benadryl, all that stuff.
Everything that there is to try, I've tried. And I didn't notice, but, you know, she's scratching the side of her mouth, too. And I always try to keep her nails clipped down because, I mean, she'll just gnaw at it.
Yeah.
A typical dog. And so she's now worn, you know, some like, scab places on her, on you know, right below her lips. Do dogs have lips?
Yeah.
So, you know, just around her mouth. So I go to the vet yesterday, and I said, you know, there's got to be something. I said, first of all, I want to get her paws treated because I don't want them to become infected. And so my vet, and I've got a great vet, says, you know, what you probably need to do is take her to a dermatologist.
A human dermatologist?
No, a dog dermatologist. To which I've, have you ever heard of one?
No.
A dog dermatologist?
No.
Neither have I. Never heard of one. And so I said, okay, you know, I'll take her to the this dog dermatologist. So I roll in there today, take her there, and God, she can sense when she's having to go into a vet.
Oh, yeah, any of those.
I mean, the minute you walk up to the door, you know, this is a totally different place. Well, the regular vet we go to, she won't even get out of the car. She knows exactly where it is. She will not even get out. I have to, you know, haul her in there.
So there's a doctor that specializes in doggy dermatology?
Yes.
I mean, that's what he does?
Yes. Just skin problems and allergies.
And I guess you took her there after you picked her up from her LASIK surgery, right, Greg?
Hey, if they could do that, I would try it. So, no, I take her there, and I'm kind of a little skeptical because I'm a mark. I'm a complete mark when it comes to my dog because I don't know that much about it. And they're the professionals.
And you'll pay.
And whatever they say that can help her or cure her, let's do it. I don't care what it is. I'll pay for it. So I'm a complete mark on that. So I figure, well, you know, maybe it'll help her. I don't know. So I take her there, and she doesn't want to go in. And, you know, it's one of those vets where they won't let you go back there with them. You just kind of have to sit out there. And so the vet says, yeah, you know, does she have allergies? And you have to fill out this whole questionnaire. Does she have allergies? Yes. Does she sneeze all the time? Yes. Does she itch all the time? Yes. And the first thing they say, and it pisses me off every time, well, does she have fleas?
Yeah. You're like, no.
No. You know, I spend that monthly.
Well, because most dog owners, when they take their dog in and the dog's scratching, like, I don't know why she's scratching. That's the reason. Most dog owners... They don't realize it, but their dogs have fleas, and they have to say that.
You know, I use that front line and, you know, whatever else.
Advantage.
Every single month. So I've never seen a flea or anything on her, never. So I said, no, she doesn't have the fleas.
Crabs?
No, I don't think she's got the crabs.
Well, that'd suck.
Boy, it would.
You may get fired if that happens.
Doggy crabs? Boy, that'd be horrible. So then they go back there, and it kind of took them forever, too. And I'm like, what are you doing to my dog back there? And so they run all these tests on it, and then they come back, and they said, well, we've done everything that we can, and we've taken some blood, and we've analyzed it, and we just think your dog just has allergies.
Dear.
And I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's why I'm here.
I told you that.
Douchey.
You know, I could, I'm no doctor, but, I made that diagnosis myself.
Yeah.
She's got allergies.
That's a funny name for a vet.
I'm Dr. Douchey. I'll be attending to your animal today, Greg.
Hello. Thanks for calling Dr. Douchey's office. How many rest your call?
So I said, well, what can I do? Well, I'm going to give you some of this cream, to put on the, topical cream.
I love cream.
Okay. I knew that was coming. To put on some of the bad places.
Mm-hmm.
And then give me some antibiotics, which she's been on every kind of antibiotic there is. And, we'll just see what happens. Okay, no problem. Go out there. That would be $330.
What?
$330.
For cream?
For cream.
What kind of cream?
It better be good.
Holy good,
I know.
Lord.
But what do? I mean, you have to pay it.
You pull your wallet out like Chevy Chase does in Vacation,
$330.
Ouch.
And I'm just and they basically told me nothing.
So now
can't do anything extra, can't do anything special. Just basically told me that your dog has allergies.
But they didn't say Clyde should avoid this type of leaf or eating this type of food or
water burger.
They were asking all that until I told them that it was an inside dog. I said, she hardly ever goes outside. She stays inside all the time. Oh, we just can't figure it out. She just has allergies.
Wow.
330. So I'm beginning to think that vets are ripoffs.
It is a racket because I know, I know doctors know obviously more than their patients do, but as far as the vet-patient relationship goes,
yeah.
The vet-dog owner or cat owner, they could tell you anything.
And
you'd
I'd
be
have
like,
to believe
oh,
it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'd have to believe it.
Sure. And most people pay for it, especially over there and anybody who lives in a decent neighborhood, they're going to pay for whatever their dog has.
I'll tell you, I've never felt ripped off at a vet. Because, I've got a pretty good vet, and I have a pretty good relationship. But I felt ripped off today.
Did you tell him that?
No. There's no need to. How can he get into it?
Rip me off.
Yeah. Are you going to feel ripped off if this works, though?
How can it work? All it is antibiotics and just a topical cream to heal the little bite marks that she has on her paws. That's not going to cure the problem.
Let me ask you this. Are dog pills and canine medicines the same as human medicines, where you can get them on the internet a lot cheaper?
No.
Yeah, you can go to that 1-800-PET-MEDS and get like heartworm medication and the Advantage in the front line. Yeah, you can get that a lot cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Viagra. I just don't know how to do it.
Doggy Viagra.
But I really felt ripped off today.
That sorry son of a bitch stole from me.
That's what I was thinking when I was getting in the car.
You need to have a little tiny handheld palm that like has a little speaker on it where you can play that drop every time you get ripped off to where you pay
that
your money.
Son of a bitch stole from me.
And bang.
But I don't mind going over there and paying, but that specialist did nothing for me.
Dr. Douchey?
Yeah, Dr. Douchey did nothing. Dr. Douchey didn't really help me that much because I could have gotten a topical cream from my regular vet. I could have gotten the antibiotics for my regular vet. And so for them to tell me, hey, your dog has allergies, I guess that was worth about $300.
Wow. Sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you're going to keep paying for it, and you're going to keep bitching about it.
Sure.
It's the bottom line.
But I think I've come to the realization now that my dog is unfortunate and has allergies.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that can be done about it.
Mine does too. My littlest one is the pinkest belly in the world.
There's nothing that I can do about it.
And she scratches and sheds like a monkey. Oh, yeah. God. Unbelievable.
Well, Greg, the $300, it's not a big deal. It's actually going to help you.
How's that?
Well, I mean, that's money that you'll save and not spend on cheese and bacon.
I guess you can look at it like that. No, I'm But damn, I bet that's pretty high.
Because you love bacon.
I do love bacon. I like to eat. I do love bacon. You're right. 347 on Sports Radio 1310. That's just my little doggy story today.
All right, coming up next, I have my theory on why Texas should keep Mack Brown.
Oh, that's next.